Jefferson West Locker Room Chatter continues tonight here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Pleased to be joined now by Tigers boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith. As Jeff West getting ready for the postseason coming up on Thursday night. They'll take on Marysville. Talk about that matchup in a moment. But, Coach, you see how this season has shaked out in terms of the regular season. You know, we were sitting, you know, back mid-late January or so. You guys were sitting around a 500 team, and you guys able to play that back half of the stretch, you know, much better. You know, you guys rattled off a nice win streak and built up to 14 wins here in the regular season to set yourselves up, you know, for a home game here in the opening round of the playoffs. Just talk about this season as a whole. What have you seen and what have you taken away from your group here in 25 and 26?
Big thing for us is, I think that for me, you know, I think people look at the individual talent that we have on our roster, and I think they just assume that, oh, like, you all should just win games, you know, just because you have individually talented players. And, you know, we had a lot of new faces on our roster. We had, I mean, essentially, one varsity returner, you know, so even, you know, a few of the, transfer kids that we got. I mean, they didn't. Brody Schwinn was at Washburn Rural, and he was, we played some, you know, spare minutes off the bench for him. Dash, who was at Holland Park last year, you know, he played half of a JV season last year. So, you know, while we were, you know, individually talented, you know, we had a lot of guys who, you know, didn't truly understand, you know, all the intricacies that go into playing a varsity basketball game, and, you know, the attention to detail and how hard you have to play every single possession. So, you know, early on, I think that, you know, we were kind of trying to, you know, just kind of combat the expectations with the individual talent, with the, you know, realistic expectations of the, you know, the things that you need from a team standpoint. So, you know, it was a work in progress, and we had to, you know, battle through some things and, you know, get some things figured out and find the right lineups that worked and all that good stuff. But, you know, overall, super proud of our guys for, you know, coming together and sticking together and playing as a team and playing for each other. And that's kind of what we, you know, we've been kind of preaching all year. Like, we're not playing for, you know, individuals. Like, we don't, I tell them, you know, I don't care who scores. I don't care if you score. And obviously you need to score to win, but, you know, just kind of just preaching the team stuff. And I think that, you know, once everybody kind of bought into that, that's when we, you know, really took off as a group.
Yeah, and just one senior on the roster, and maybe kind of a chance to tip the cap to him here, is obviously you guys seem pretty well set here for the next year or two. But again, just one senior kind of leading the charge here going into the postseason.
Yeah, so Jason Payne is a, you know, lone senior. You know, he kind of seamlessly stepped into, you know, leadership role, vocal leader, you know, lead by example kind of guy, you know, quick to, you know, hold his teammates accountable. And, you know, I think just, you know, for him having, you know, been through the, you know, struggles of, you know, trying to build a program the last 4 years, you know, I think him seeing, you know, seeing an opportunity to, you know, have a pretty good senior year, I think really, you know, really motivated him and, you know, kind of excelled him into that leadership spot. So, you know, I'm extremely proud of Jason. You know, I've gotten to know him, you know, really, really well over these last 4 years, and, you know, he has improved drastically every year, and, you know, this year he took an insane leap. I think, man, after break, you know, I mean, some of his, you know, stat lines from games after break have just been, you know, just incredible. So, you know, super proud of him. He is, you know, extremely versatile. We use him in a bunch of different ways. His confidence is through the roof right now. He's playing some really, really good basketball. So, you know, hopefully we can keep it up and you know, make a little run with, you know, with him in mind.
Yeah, and Coach, finally, real quick, your first-round opponent, you guys are going to host Marysville here on Thursday night. You know, you just saw him a couple of weeks ago, a game in which you won by 19. But, you know, I would think at this point everything's kind of thrown out the window. It's a one-game scenario. When you move on, lose, your season is done. So what's the mentality this week, you know, playing a team in the first round that you saw just a couple of weeks ago?
I wrote on the board yesterday for our group, 0-0, like everybody. You know, records don't matter anymore at this point. You know, what you did against people in the regular season doesn't matter at this point. How many points you averaged, or, you know, any accolades that you may have, or what you did in, you know, the regular season, is all out the window. So, you know, everybody's 0-0. Everybody's going into games looking to survive in advance, and we have to, you know, show up with that mindset as well. Like, we're trying to survive in advance and also understanding that other teams are trying to survive in advance, and we have to, match the energy and the intensity that teams will come out and play with.
There it is. Jeff West, boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us once again. Tigers get their 3A postseason going Thursday night at home against Marysville. Excited after a 14-9 campaign, but again, excited to see how this thing shakes out starting on Thursday night against Marysville. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long, man, for joining us. Good luck here throughout the playoffs.
Yes, sir, and thank you all for the coverage of those, you know, smaller schools who might get overlooked at times.